From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
Radio.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, the safest studios in all of North America. I am just giddy as all get up. I can't wait to get this program going. The guest lineup is huge. I'll get to that in just a second. But before I go anywhere, let me ask Shanto, who maybe you may know or may not know. If you listen to the daytime show, you have heard me introduce somebody, Greg, who was running the boards for me down in Dallas at the Salem Radio Network headquarters, at the studios in Dallas, because Sean has been out. Sean, you've been hospitalized for 4 days. I want to welcome you back, my friend. How are you? You feeling okay?
Yeah, I am, and thank you for being kind and all the kind Facebook stuff that I've gotten from all the listeners. I've really enjoyed seeing that.
Well, I just let people know, nothing. I mean, serious in the sense you had a terrible infection in your hand.
Yes.
That just blew up. You went in, got it taken care of, and wound up spending 4 days in the hospital getting this thing out of your system, frankly. The emergency aspect of it is over, and now you're back and getting back into routine, correct?
Well, somewhat. I'm on antibiotics, and I had to use them intravenously for the next 3 weeks to try to get this under control.
Okay, well, you're in the best place you can be.
Yes.
You're in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. You're not in a hospital room.
Oh, man, let me tell you something.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Well, you missed a lot, Shanto, while you were gone, and I'm going to open up the program with this before I go to my first guest, Alan Gottlieb. Really interesting stuff. I'm going to read a press release to you. Those of you who listen to my daytime show, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, have already heard this. No harm, no foul. You'll be hearing this in many other forums, social media. If you're attending the National Rifle Association, you'll probably hear about it as well. So it's not a secret. It is public, and I want you to know about it because this program, as you know, founded by Tim Schmidt and myself back nearly a decade ago, is a part of the United States Concealed Carry Association. I'm the media wing here as part of the content team. And, of course, you know I handle Armed American Radio. This press release from the United States Concealed Carry Association came out on the 20th. National Rifle Association disinvites U.S. Concealed Carry Association from annual meetings and exhibits, which, by the way, are upcoming this coming Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The floor is open on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Georgia World Congress Center downtown. 80,000 freedom-loving Americans will come through the doors, acres and acres of guns. And I had told you on the program that you could see me at the Second Amendment Foundation booth, the Crossbreed Holster booth, and a home base at the U.S. Concealed Carry booth. Well, there is no more concealed carry booth because of these developments. Let me read you the press release so that you have this information. Many of you have been sending emails asking questions. Here it is again. From West Bend, Wisconsin, the USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association, today announced that the National Rifle Association has disinvited the organization from its 2017 annual meetings and exhibits and the 2018 Great American Outdoor Show because of, quote, concerns regarding its programs, unquote. The move shocked the leadership of the USCCA because they were given less than 2 weeks' notice that they had been banned from the annual show, even though they had attended for the past several years. This decision also came as a surprise because over the last 2 months, the leadership from the NRA and the USCCA met twice to discuss the shared goal of the two organizations in support of the Second Amendment. In a note sent to millions of USCCA supporters, founder and president Tim Schmidt said that even though the NRA might be fearing the competition, USCCA will still support the NRA's efforts to protect the Second Amendment. Quoting Tim, "I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a little perplexed myself. The truth is I don't really know the motive behind the NRA's move. I mean, the USCCA has always had a great relationship with the NRA. And the way I see it, we're all in this together," Schmidt said. Continuing, "If I had to guess, I'd say that perhaps this is a strategic business maneuver," added Tim. "I mean, the concealed carry market has really exploded over the last decade. Just look at how long the USCCA has been around. Maybe the NRA recognizes us as the front runner in providing the absolute best education, training and self-defense insurance in the industry, and perhaps they're starting to see us less as a partner and more as a competitor. As much as it sort of stings that we got booted from the NRA show, I believe that this sort of competition is a good, healthy, and even exciting thing, especially from a Goliath like the NRA. Whether or not the NRA supports us, we will continue to support them, Schmidt said. We will continue to believe in their mission. We will continue to respect the historical significance of what they have done to preserve and protect our God-given rights. And we will always support their legislative and lobbying efforts. I personally will continue to donate to the NRA as a proud lifetime member. So this, the statement from Tim Schmidt, a man I know to be of high integrity and honor, a man I have tremendous respect for and have known for quite some time, since the beginning of his operation. So I was thrilled to see those comments from Tim taking the high road here, regardless of the NRA's position or viewpoints moving forward, that he is and the organization is continuing to support the National Rifle Association. Now, I've gotten a lot of emails from you. Mark, where do you stand? I'm so mad at the NRA, this, that, and the other thing. Here's my comments to you, my commentary to you. I am a decades-long member of the NRA, and I will continue to be for the very reasons you heard here, and so should you. That the NRA only has 5 million members is an absolute crying shame. It should be 50 million, considering there are well over 100 million gun owners in this country. And it is the National Rifle Association that we all need to belong to move our cause forward. But I will say this, and I will say it when I bring my next guest in, my first guest in, Mr. Gottlieb, Mr. Alan Gottlieb. We'll do that right now. Alan, welcome to the show. We've got just a few minutes left in this segment. You heard the comments. You were privy to this, of course. What are your thoughts on this? There we go. Okay, we got you, Alan. Sorry about that. What are your thoughts here, Alan?
I find it very unfortunate that the NRA took the position to not allow USCCA to participate at the NRA convention annual meetings and be an exhibitor. And, you know, and there are other shows around the country as well. You know, I think competition is good for gun owners. I think it's good for all of us as consumers. Quite frankly, it makes us all better. Rather than being afraid to compete with somebody, you know, I think it's much better to do the competition. It bothers me a whole lot. Quite honestly, you know, let me put it in this context, Mark. If I look at the anti-gun groups around the country, they all work together very, very well. They pat each other on the back. They support each other. They attend each other's events constantly. They're working together. And that's the first to win. We have to do that too. And it always bothers me when somebody wants to be the, you know, only kid on the block, so to speak. I don't think it serves gun owners all that well.
Well said. I had no idea how you were going to respond to that, frankly, Alan. I had no idea. What are your thoughts, before I go back to what you just said, what are your thoughts on Tim's statements on obviously taking the high road here that we are going to continue to support the NRA and their mission, of course?
Well, I think taking the high road is a good thing. I think we should all should be taking the high road. I like his attitude, and he's not afraid to compete. He's got a good product. He's got good services for gun owners. You know, I've watched the USCCA grow over the years, and I've been glad and proud of it. It's not my organization, but I don't really care. I want us all to grow. I personally think that Tim's done a very good job. His staff's done a great job. You know, we at the Second Amendment Foundation have attended their expos and exhibited at USCCA's expos. USCCA is, you know, has attended and spoken at our gun rights policy conferences. I think it's important for us to all work together.
And speaking of working together, let's go ahead and get this out now because we'll move on to some bigger things. But I appreciate your commentary on that. I really, truly do. Again, to the listener, I had no idea how Alan was going to answer that. And it was fun to hear that response because that's what taking the high road is all about. Okay, we are all in this together. And as far as I'm concerned, you'll probably agree with this, but imitation is the greatest form of flattery, is it not? We're talking about the NRA launching a competitive product. And you know, the NRA, I guess, has taken a different path. I'm disappointed in the path that they took. But like you and like Tim, I will continue to support their legislative agenda, and I will continue to work, in conjunction with them to do what needs to be done. I will say this, if you want to move that legislative agenda, if you want to move forward and push our agenda, pro-gun agenda forward, right now is the time to be joining the Second Amendment Foundation, to be honest with you, because it's Alan Gottlieb fighting in courtrooms in the Second Amendment Foundation and the CCRKBA, Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, in courtrooms around the country. We're going to go there with Alan in just a few moments. But anyway, I got sidetracked there. I'm going to run out of time in this segment, Alan. But what I want to point out to everybody is that you can see me at your booth at the Second Amendment Foundation. I'll be there on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I will also be at the Crossbreed Holster booth. So come by. The meetings, the annual meetings are huge. 80,000-plus people will be there. We can't ignore that fact, nor would I ever ignore that fact. So I'm looking forward to meeting a whole bunch of you this weekend at that annual convention. I'll be back with the great Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation right after this. We're going to start getting into the meat of some stories that are breaking around the country right now that concern you and your freedoms and your rights right after this. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
At White Hat Holsters, their skilled craftsmen carefully build every holster one at a time using classic techniques and the highest standards of excellence. For all-day concealed carry, you won't find a more functional or comfortable holster than their Max Tuck and Micro Tuck holsters. They're so competent, they'll give you 30 days to try it for yourself. If you're not completely satisfied, return it, and they'll refund 100% of the purchase price. Their holsters are customizable and guaranteed for as long as you own it. Visit them at awesomeholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the safest radio studios in all of America. I do want to get this information out. I ran out of time in the last break. I do apologize. But at 1 p.m. on Friday, I will be a guest on stage with John Sheehan of Viridian Laser. Just the facts. Viridian's Just the Facts. At 10 a.m., Mark Gurney from Ruger will be there. At 11 a.m., Rob Pincus from PDN. Of course, you know Rob from this program will be there. From 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., I will be there from Armed American Radio. From 3 p.m. to 4 p.m., Kevin Michalowski, USCCA's Concealed Carry Magazine Managing Editor. Isn't that great? Kevin will be there from 3 to 4. And at 4 o'clock, Rob Latham from Springfield. And then on Saturday, I will be at that booth again on that Just the Facts stage speaking right after Masad Ayoub. At 3 p.m., I will be there at 3 p.m. on Saturday representing Armed American Radio. So make sure to stop by the Viridian booth both those times. In between those times, you want to meet me, come shake my paw. I'd love to have you there. Tens of thousands of you will be there. Make sure to come see me at the Second Amendment Foundation booth with Alan Gottlieb and also at the Crossbreed Holster booth with the great fine folks over there at Crossbreed. Alan, welcome back to the show, my friend. Can't wait to see you here in the city of Atlanta in just the next few days. You ready to get going on some fun anti-gun stuff? They just won't go away, will they?
No, they won't. So let's not let them get away with it. Let's go for
it. All right, let's start with this. Can you give us a Supreme Court update on the conferences? Do you have any news for us on whether they're going to take any of the cases that they were originally going to look at?
Well, Mark, we're not going to know if they're going to take those cases until they actually announce it. But there's, you know, the two sets of cases, the Peruta-Richards cases out of California on carry that are sitting there for, you know, for their conference meetings. And the Binderup-Suarez cases on restoration of rights or not losing your rights for the rest of your life for a minor nonviolent crime, those are sitting there as well. And until they announce them, we're not going to know. I'm going to take a guess that we might find out about the Peruta one first because that one was the one that was petitioned first and fully briefed first. So I think that was going to come up quicker, but I can't say when.
All right. Of course, for the benefit of you, in radio world land, wherever you happen to be listening to the show today, the Peruta case is dealing with the I guess the easiest way to say Peruta without getting too deep into the weeds so that we can move on, is the case about having to show good cause in order to get your permit in the state of California that the Ninth Circuit ruled. And then that, and also in that ruling, which they didn't have to touch, but they did because they're the Ninth Circuit, they said there was no constitutional right to concealed carry. They made that part of the ruling. So we're looking forward to hearing from that, Alan. I'm sure when that happens, you'll be the first one on here telling us about it. We can't wait for that. Okay, let's go now to Michael Bloomberg. We just can't get away from the guy. And I saw a piece, I forget who wrote it, but why won't the Clintons just go away? And I couldn't help but read it because, like a lot of Americans, I wonder the same thing. Why are they hanging around? In this case, it's Michael Bloomberg. Let me ask you that question. Why doesn't Michael Bloomberg just go the hell away and leave us alone?
Well, first of all, he's a diehard anti-gun fanatic, number one. Number two, he doesn't like losing, and every time he's been attacking us, pretty much, we win and we beat him. He has spent tens of probably well over $100 million at this point attacking gun rights, and he's now just said he's going to put in another $25 million in one battle alone. That's to try to stop us from passing concealed carry reciprocity in the United States Congress. That's where the big battle is going to be. All the gun groups have met and pretty much are all on the same page. Gabby Gifford's group, they're all going to be putting a ton of cash in. I'm going to venture to say the other side is going to spend somewhere in the neighborhood of $50 million to try and stop our agenda this year. Now, we don't have that kind of money to put back against them, but we have, you know, lots of grassroots people writing and calling Congress and faxing and emailing, and that's what it's going to take, because pretty soon now the reciprocity legislation is going to come up. And the other side is already geared up, and they already have the money in the bank to do everything they can to try to stop us, which is going to be attacking members of Congress in their home districts with, you know, TV and radio commercials, and internet advertising to try and get them not to vote our way, threatening their reelections. They're going to be really mean and nasty about it. You know, I find this amusing, Mark, because it used to be the anti-gunners used to scream, all we want is the gun owners to be licensed, you know? Well, here it is, license, and you carry your gun, and they say no, because that's not really what it's about. What it's about is basically gun confiscation and banning guns.
Well, that's evident because you can tell the way they cover what the stories that they pick and choose to cover or what not to cover. Of course, the things they don't want to talk about are more important than the things they do want to talk about, because what they don't want to talk about would expose their agenda for just what you said it is, if in fact they did it. For example, why they never, ever, ever, ever bring up a story of lawful self-defense, ever. They sweep it. They don't even sweep it under the rug. They just ignore it, because to do otherwise would expose their agenda for what it is and literally expose their hypocrisy. Now, to Bloomberg, I want to ask you kind of a crazy, convoluted question here, because we have to fight for every dollar bill we get to move our agenda forward, don't we? We have to fight. We have to go out and we have to solicit help from grassroots. Isn't that the essence of a grassroots organization? There's a method and a madness to my question, because I'm going to follow it up. But is that a true statement, what I just made?
Yeah, you know, in some ways it makes us stronger. But in some ways it also makes us slower to be able to respond, because we don't always have the dollars in the bank. We can't write million-dollar checks like Bloomberg can and just go out and buy media time ahead of before a battle even starts, or buy ballot measures. So it puts us in some ways at a disadvantage, but in some ways it's also an advantage. You know, I wish we had a Bloomberg on our side. I'll be honest, we'd write a couple million-dollar checks to us so that we wouldn't have to worry about that. But we rely on a lot more blue-collar people, a lot of people out there who don't have the kind of money that a Michael Bloomberg might have to throw around. People that work very hard for a living and have to worry about, you know, feeding their family and sending their kids to school. You know, it's really tough, and it's a really tough battle for us. But I like the idea that we have these millions of gun owners that are all organized across the country, members of multiple groups, both nationally, federal, you know, on a federal level, state and local groups. I like the idea of what we've got. It's really our strength. And so I expect to win this battle, but it's going to be a really hard fought because of all the money the other side is putting into it.
My question follow-up to that is, and you touched it, you went there, I kind of figured you would, is what difference would it make to us if we didn't have to fight like that and we did have that sugar daddy dumping $25 and $50 million at us at will whenever we needed it? What difference would it make if we were able to come up with that kind of money instantly like that?
Well, I think it would make a tremendous difference, because I think we could win the battle quickly and put the issue to bed and to rest with all the protections we need, both from the courts, from legislators. But the other side isn't going to let us do that. And unfortunately, they've got these political elites that really like to stick pins in us. So it's just not going to change. So it's a hypothetical question you're giving me. It'd be great. I'd be jumping up and down, but I just don't see it happening.
It's unfortunate. Alan, can you stick with me for another segment through the break?
I sure can, Mark.
Okay.
My pleasure.
Great. We've got a lot to talk with you about. We're getting ready to take another break here at the bottom of the hour. When we come back, I'll give you the Gun A Day giveaway. It's a really good one. You can check it in advance right now during the break if you want. USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. I'll explain more of that when we come back, tell you what the Gun A Day giveaway is and what the grand prize is if you're one of those three lucky people. I'm never that lucky, so I hope you are. I can't participate anyway, but if I could, you'd have a better shot of winning. Let me put it that way. I'll be back with Alan Gottlieb right after this. Don't go away.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours, thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today, and there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state?
Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios, filling your prescription for freedom today and every day on the Monster broadcast every weekend. The show is heard in hundreds of cities around the country, from those toasty beaches of South Florida all the way to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska and every state in between, adding more cities like crazy. It's hard to keep track of them anymore, but you're listening. You know where you are. Montana, a lot going out there in Montana. We're on about 4 or 5 of the major cities in Montana. I know you're tuned in. I get a lot of email from you out there. And I tell you, your race out there, your special election, we had one in the state of Georgia, left going crazy with this goofy John Ossoff guy out here. They're just all happy that he got into a runoff and won to get into the real election, okay? You guys have a similar situation. You got a Democrat out there head bobbing and faking and weaving right now, juking all over the place, trying to play pro-gun guy out there. Don't fall for that. Don't be a sucker, please. All right, USCCAOnAir.com. The Gun of Day giveaway today is a Para Ordnance Black Ops valued at $1,249. I used to have this gun. It's gorgeous. I no longer have it in my stable, but it's wonderful. I used to love this thing. This and the Beretta 92. Love the way this gun shoots. It's the Gun of Day giveaway. You still have right now 3 hours, 24 minutes, and 30 seconds from the sound of my voice if you are tuned in live. If not, have no fear. Don't fret. There will be another gun up there. If you get there after this one expires, you'll know what it is before I do and before you hear me mention it tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Plus, if you don't win the gun, you still are in the running for 3 chances to win the Ultimate Home Defense Arsenal. Okay? And there's a bonus giveaway right now for this month only as we round out the rest of this month. Every gun giveaway winner also receives a free Laser Max Spartan laser, about $100 value. All you have to do is activate a USCCA membership for the best education, training, and self-defense insurance
that you need as a responsible gun owner. You hear me talk about it all the time. I've had the insurance. I've got the platinum. USCCA offers the silver, gold, and platinum. Silver, gold, and platinum. Up to $1.125 million in protection. No one else offers that level of protection. No one. No one. USCCAonair.com. Make sure to check them out. $30 a month if you want, or $347 annual for the platinum, what I have. And, you know, the good folks, I got to give a big shout-out here. They're listening down there. I just got a text message during the break. All or Nothing Tattoo, my favorite guys down there, Brandon Bond and the crowd, the crew down there are tuned in. One of the greatest artists in the world. Look him up, Brandon Bond. He's a good friend of mine and a good friend of Rob Pincus's. We will be seeing him this weekend. Can't wait to do it over at Veridian. Okay, all that business out of the way right now. Let's go back to Alan Gottlieb. Alan, a couple things. On a fun topic here, O'Reilly out at Fox News. Ailes out at Fox News. Question, I'm getting a lot of email. Hey, man, are we losing the only quote-unquote conservative news outlet we have? You're someone who has appeared on Fox News and is quoted in Fox News online all the time. We got anything to worry about there?
I don't think so. I mean, I hate to see some of my best friends, like, you know, Bill O'Reilly, quite frankly, not be at Fox any longer. But I don't think anything's going to change there at all. I mean, it's a, you know, going to be a right-of-center broadcast network. That's where their audience is. That's where it brings the dollars to the front door. That's not going to change. We're just going to have to go along with changing some of the talking heads on Fox News from time to time. And that's going to happen. But it's not going to change. It's going to still be there, and it's still going to be probably one of the gun owners' best media outlets for supporting our rights in the country.
I hope so. I certainly do. I hope there's nothing afoot there that, you know, we might be unaware of, or some kind of intent that we might be unaware of. I'm getting a lot of email to that effect. That's why I wanted to ask you that question. You appear on Fox News regularly and have for many, many years. You know, are the Murdoch brothers up to something? We know there's some liberal ideology down there, but I don't see them deviating from the financial aspect of it like you. They're bringing in a ton of money at the highest ratings no matter what, and they will continue to do so without O'Reilly. I've also gotten a lot of emails saying, you know what, O'Reilly's ouster, you know, wasn't really a bad thing for gun owners because he was kind of wishy-washy with his positions on guns anyway, you know, and I had to take some of the things that he said to task a couple times and some of it with a grain of salt. However, I'm with you on this one. I don't think we have anything to worry about, but those of us who want to watch that type of network broadcast rather than the goofy MSNBC garbage all the time and CNN fake stuff, hopefully we're in good shape over there. All right, let's transition now over to national reciprocity, because you talked about that with Bloomberg, and he hates it. First off, are we going to see that $25 million and more of that money being spent on national ads, or is he going to try to take this fight to the gun, to us locally, state by state? How do you think he's going to do this?
Well, I think, first of all, our bill is a national bill, so it's going to be in Congress, and he has to worry about that. But I believe he's going to fight it by going into particular congressional districts and targeting certain members of Congress that might be vulnerable in their districts and spending a fortune blooding them up unless they're willing to capitulate and vote Bloomberg's line. So I think you're going to see a battle in certain places of the country. In some places you might not see it at all, but it's going to be in certain congressional districts where he thinks he can tip the scale and give the – you know, first of all, virtually every Democrat in Congress is going to vote against this. So he just
right, we know that.
He needs to pick off, you know, 25, 30 Republicans, so to speak, and move them over to the Democratic column to stop us, or in the Senate, you know, pick off a couple of Republicans. He doesn't need a whole lot to be able to stop us. So he's, you know, he's probably has a better chance of hurting us in the Senate than he does in the House. But he's going to be spending lots of dollars going after certain members of the House and the Senate to try and pull them away from supporting gun rights.
Can you give us an indication what some of those districts might look like? Any idea?
I have an idea, but I don't really want to talk about it because Bloomberg hasn't picked the right districts. So I don't want to aid and abet him.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I have to ask the question. But that's good.
Mark, I'm going to interrupt you for a second just to follow up on that. You know, he has spent lots of money fighting us over the years, but a lot of his money has not been spent smartly. And I've watched him spend a lot of money in places where it's like, why are you doing that? That's a waste. And I don't want to help direct him to spend his money in the right places.
No, I don't want you to. Nobody does. Alan, can he buy our freedoms? Are we for sale here?
Well, he's bought it in a couple states on ballot measures, you know, where he's able to, you know, spend a lot of money and trick voters into voting certain ways. So there's no doubt that that money can hurt us. I think members of Congress are a little bit more sophisticated. So he's not like, you know, going to manipulate them on the vote for, because they're going to say, hey, you know, you're right and I'm wrong. But the problem is they all care about getting reelected first. And he's going to be putting the money into the districts where he thinks he can hurt them and their reelection campaigns. And, of course, if it comes to a lot of these members of Congress, if it comes to voting the right way or voting to get reelected, so to speak, they're going to try to vote to get reelected because that's what they care about. So he's going to try and manipulate them that way by getting voters in those districts to contact their you know, senators and their congressmen to manipulate how they vote on the floor. I think we're going to win this battle. But again, I wish we didn't have to worry about all the money the other side's jumping into it to try and buy it.
Okay, that's a ooh. All right, that begs this question. I don't want to get negative here. Let me put it this way. Let me ask you this question this way. If I happen to see Bloomberg money being spent in my district, what's expected of me? What do I need to do? If all of a sudden somebody's listening to this and realizes, okay, it's not going to be national stuff. We're not going to see like a national election here, but it's going to be targeted. All of a sudden, they start seeing, or I start seeing this targeted ad. What do I need to do as a constituent? What's the first step I should take?
Well, let's use your home state of Georgia as an example, okay? Which probably won't be one of the places he targets. But let's just use Georgia. The first thing you need to do is contact your local grassroots gun rights group. In your case, it would be Georgia Carry, you know, a great group. And say, okay, Georgia Carey, I assume you're opposing what Bloomberg is doing here, and you're working to mobilize the grassroots. What can I do to help you? It's boots on the ground, and that's what's going to be important. And I'm sure we're going to see a lot of local groups, aided and abetted by artillery from national groups, in those particular districts. But it's all going to be heads up, and you know, call and say it's happening in my district. How do I help?
And, all right, I need to stop you there, Alan. I need to stop you there because we're going to a break. One more segment with you. I've got to keep you because I want to ask you about a preemptive strike then because of what you just mentioned, if that's okay. We'll be back with the great Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, who you need to be joining right now, by the way, at saf.org. Trust me on this. More about that when we come back.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours, thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today, and there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
Defensive shooting is a dynamic event that requires a lot of decisions to be made within a short amount of time.
Microseconds.
When deciding to engage, the shooter needs to transition from focusing on the threat to focusing on the front sight. When adrenaline is pumping, excess night sights are the most visible sight option for a self-defense situation. We hope you never need them, but if you do, you'll be glad you have them. Visit XSSights.com and use promo code USCCA10 to get 10% off your next purchase, giving you the defensive edge. Excess night sights.
I refuse to be a victim. I will protect my family. I will protect myself. CCWstyle.com is the one-stop shop for female concealed carry apparel and a trusted source for female-focused self-defense education. We welcome, educate, and equip you in a defensive lifestyle. At CCWstyle.com, you will learn, explore, shop, and connect. Refuse to be a victim with CCWstyle.com. Empower yourself and your family with CCWstyle.com.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom coast to coast. You know, I got to go here quickly because I'm communicating. I've got lots of screens open, monitors going on, lots of stuff. I'm seeing things and I communicate with people. And I got to tell you, I love when businesses support the right to bear arms. You know, I was talking, you heard me mention Brandon Bond and All or Nothing Tattoo outside of Atlanta, Georgia. These are great people. These are gun-friendly businesses, and make no bones about it. And they talk about it openly. And if you're a business owner, I hope you're the same way. I hope you don't run from that. I hope you embrace the concealed carry lifestyle like these guys do, like Brandon and his staff does. Very, very important. They're looking forward to getting out and helping spread freedom. And I hope you do as a business owner yourself, okay? It, look, we support those businesses that support us. And I hope you as a listener do the same thing. If you know of any of those businesses, send them my way. I'd love to give them a shout out. And to all those guys and gals at All or Nothing Tattoo and Brand, I love you guys, man. Thanks for your support and for supporting the right to keep and bear arms and supporting the training mission and the lifestyle. I mean, it makes such a huge difference. Alan Gottlieb, welcome back to the program, my friend. I want to go talk to you about preemptive strike here real quick. Wouldn't it be safe to say we know this is coming from Bloomberg? Why don't we take action now? Why don't we join those groups today? Or should we sit around and wait until we see if he's in our district? Isn't that apathy? Isn't that complacency? And doesn't that get us another what's-his-face Obama in another 10 to 12 or 15, 16 years from now if we do sit on our hands? Shouldn't we do something about it today?
Well, Mark, I was hoping that your listeners already are members of all the state and local groups as well as national groups. So I made that assumption. It's probably not exactly an accurate assumption, but you're right. If they're not a member, they should be joining now and not waiting. And now is the time to do that, and no two ways about it. So, you're 100% right about that. Thank you for raising it the way you raised that, because I was thinking, hey, your people are all knowledgeable, and they're all engaged, and they're all already members. But you're probably right. There are probably some out there that are not, and by all means, they should do it. I encourage them to do it. I implore them to do it.
Yeah, most are. I'm going to say that most are, but you know, you're on in hundreds of cities, and I know there's people tuned in for the first time. I get emails from people, hey man, just found the show, absolutely love it. I was driving down the road and so in Kansas, and had you on, or I was driving my truck, somebody sent me the app, I'm listening to the program. You know, I get comments about you all the time. Love Alan Gottlieb. Saw him on Fox News or read something about him in Fox News Today or somewhere else where you were quoted. And those people that we want, as Alan just said, to implore, we want to implore you to get out there and get active out there. You know, this guy is coming at you with a ton of money trying to buy your rights and your freedoms. Now, I'm going to predict he's going to be unsuccessful in the long run. I've predicted that for years. However, it makes the fight that much harder. Alan, is this – let me ask this. A safe question for you, all right, or a question that I want to ask. Tell me if you think I'm – if I'm crazy or not. But we didn't pick this fight, did we? Isn't it the left and Bloomberg that brings this fight to us? Isn't that why we have to fend it off all the time? Yet we are on offense right now, and don't we move that agenda forward – by getting this information out to people so they know it's coming?
Well, Mark, you're 100% right. I mean, if it weren't for the fact that the opponents of gun rights have put together a maze of crazy regulations all across the country making it next to impossible to carry your firearm concealed across state lines when you're traveling, we wouldn't have this problem right now. But it's the roadblocks that they've thrown up in our way that make it impossible for us to exercise our rights that's forcing us to go to Congress to pass this national reciprocity bill. So, yeah, you're right. And for your listeners who don't know who to call, just go to Google or any other search engine and put in gun rights organizations. And they're all going to pop up on your screen and pick and choose the ones that are national and locally in your state and start getting involved.
You know, as much as I hate to tell this to you, dear listener, if you put that in your search engine, your computer knows where you are. You're going to get a targeted response. If you don't understand computers, don't let that frighten you. It just is the way it is today. But you're going to get a pinpointed response based on where you're located, okay? So, yeah, it's real simple to do. Kansas State Pistol and Rifle Association, for example, Georgia Carry, Florida Carry, New Jersey Second Amendment Society, the great Oregon Firearms Federation was conversing with great Kevin Starrett up there today. Kevin's a great guy. You've got Gene Hoffman out there, who's going to be speaking at the Georgia Carry Convention this year, out there from Cal Guns. Alan, as we get ready to wrap up this hour in the next couple, 3 minutes, what do we need to do? Where do we need to go? What are you guys up to at Second Amendment Foundation at SAF.org, which you need to be a member of, by the way? Are there any new cases we're looking at, either locally, regionally, or nationally?
Well, as you know, I'm not allowed to talk about new cases that are going to be filed until they're filed. You know, it's an agreement I have with our attorneys. But I will tell you that I'm hoping to have a very major one filed next week. I just can't talk to you about what it is right now, but hopefully we'll be able to talk about it on the air very soon.
That's okay. What I want to get out there is the fact that the Second Amendment Foundation is the only organization out there doing this, okay, case after case.
We're not the only one, but I like to point out that 80% of the case law in the courts supporting Second Amendment rights were won by the Second Amendment Foundation.
Bingo. The biggest player on the block. You can be a life member of the Second Amendment Foundation for $150. I am. The plaque sits here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Hey, Alan, thank you very much for everything. Looking forward to sitting down and enjoying a dinner with you this coming week in the great city of Atlanta, Georgia, as you come out from the offices of the Second Amendment Foundation, and man, your booth on the floor here in Georgia. Looking forward to that very much. Lots to talk about, and I'm sure we'll be able to follow up with listeners on subsequent programs about some of these issues, including, hopefully, that big case that you're talking about. Alan Gottlieb, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Mark.
Always fun to have Alan on the program. Boy, I tell you. So let me give you the rest of the rundown here before we head out to the break. It's a good one. Now, those of you who love A.W.R. Hawkins, man, I'm telling you what, he just brings it every single week. A.W.R. is traveling today, so I got a great guest coming in to try to fill those massive shoes of A.W.R. Hawkins, and it's going to be close. Why? Have you ever heard of the radio show Whatever It Takes? I hope you're listening to me on 2A Tuesday, Second Amendment Tuesdays, on Whatever It Takes, because great Major League Baseball hurler, oh, and great conservative talk host Kurt Schilling is going to be here filling in for A.W.R. Hawkins. We're going to keep it all in the family. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to run down the list of those stories that A.W.R. wrote about all week, because we have to. If I don't, I'm going to have too much material and not be able to get caught up in a subsequent show next week. So Kurt and I together will go through some of these things with you, and we'll talk with him about a number of other issues also. You can find out where to listen to Kurt Schilling, but boy, I'll tell you, he is a pistol and a tremendous amount of fun. In the third hour of the program, another great one lined up, Law of Self-Defense. attorney and author, Andrew Branca, will be back. He's got some comments. Maybe we'll go, maybe we won't. If we do, he has some comments because he wrote about it. It's public. It's out on his blog about the National Rifle Association disinviting the U.S. Concealed Carry Association. Maybe we'll bring that up to him. We've only got 30 minutes with Andrew. That's two segments, and I've already got questions lined up. If you have a question concerning the law of self-defense that you want me to ask him during those two segments, I highly suggest you get it to me right now, mark@armedamericanradio.org. If there's anything you want me to ask him, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Would love to ask him your questions. Shoot them over to me. We'll look at them over the course of the next hour, screen some of them out. Also, following Andrew Branca, Matt Bruce, the Captain's America, Third Watch. It's going to be one heck of another 2 hours of Armed American Radio filling your prescription for freedom. For now, remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it. Carry often, all the time. You know what that means. I'll see you on the radio here in the next hour with the great Kurt Schilling.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.